Can I break this?
No, it's embargoed. He said it's embargoed till Monday.
You know, the Big Ten schedule stuff was probably embargoed, too.
Don't, John, don't do it. It's embargoed.
That. How about we give it to, was it Breck McMurphy?
Doctorman had it.
Doctorman.
First.
How about we give it to Doctorman, then Doctorman can break it.
Maybe we could do that.
We could.
Yeah.
Flex Protect Plus.
God. Big shoes.
There's a couple of people who have referenced the Wright brothers and things that they are also responsible for. Mm. I just want you to know that if you tweeted or texted at us, you have been seen.
You have been seen.
Yep.
You have been seen.
You have been seen.
But, oh. Yeah, the Nick got it.
Yep.
Oh.
The 2025 schedule is the one thing getting all of the attention right now from the Husker Nation.
And from Bill Moose.
If Bill Moose were still with us.
God rest. Oh, no.
God rest his athletic director. Still.
Yes. He's still a rancher.
Yeah, he's still somewhere out there eating some pie.
Drinking some coffee. Having some beer.
Yep. Dreaming about the third row.
But the 2025 Nebraska schedule features Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, Rutgers, and UCLA as home games. Maryland, Minnesota, Ohio State, USC as away games. And again, we don't have dates. We don't know where these are going to be aligned. And that'll be another interesting facet of all of
this.
Yeah,
like when do they get USC? When do they have to go to Ohio State?
Because if one of the goals of this thing was to maximize the number of quote-unquote big games or quality games, however, whatever nomenclature you want to use, the networks are now going to want to, and I'll bet you anything, that the Big Ten will be working alongside of their broadcast partners to try to figure out how best to balance so that you don't have a week or 2 weeks where you've got a bunch, you don't have a lot of great games. But that they're going to try to make it in such a way so that everyone is happy.
Just like the NFL does. The NFL builds the schedule and tells the networks when they'll be aired. Think about that. The NFL tells CBS, these are the games that you get. We decided.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Enjoy your schedule.
Now, in fairness, though, the NFL is thinking also globally of they want the best product
and
forward.
That's what the league and networks are going to want, too. How do we maximize these opponents at this time of year so we can have a nice crescendo that builds up, in theory, to the end of the season?
But I sense that with this, the networks and the conference will be working more in concert with each
other. Yes, I would agree. Well, the Big
and
Ten.
And the networks may have more of a say. Now, certain games like Ohio State, Michigan, or Iowa, Nebraska, which we assume is going to stay on Black Friday, there'll be certain games that will always happen.
Yeah, at
their same spot of the year. But others, and, you know, how will the Big Ten address early season conference games? They've already made the move to, for example, Nebraska, Minnesota opening the season on Thursday night. First Thursday of the season, and they've done it in the past. But now knowing what they know the SEC is doing, and make no mistake about it, these conferences are watching each other.
Of course.
Because this is a competition. It's not just a competition for wins and losses. It's a competition for eyeballs. And now that the Big Ten has three network mouths to feed, they are going to want to maximize every opportunity to own the day in college football as much as they possibly can. Yeah, there's going to be times where Alabama's going to play Georgia and there's just no way around it. That's going to be the biggest game of the day.
Maryland's
going to play Charlotte. But this is now, more than ever, a competition for eyeballs because that's where all the money comes from. It's and while it's been building to this point, I don't think it's ever more evident than today and today's college football that this is about trying to be the biggest dog. And to be the biggest dog doesn't always have to end with a trophy at the end of the season, which the SEC has in spades.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about maximizing eyeballs. So you wonder, will there be Big Ten football, and I mean conference football, every week of the season?
I have long argued that they should do that.
I think there will be.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
And it may be multiple games, too. Which, now, that can be a little hard to schedule around based on, you know, because obviously if you push a conference game into September, that means you got to push a non-conference game into October, November. But, and that's why I also wonder about maybe some of these non-conference games getting canceled, these series getting canceled. Because it'll allow for more of that flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm spitballing here. I'm not guaranteeing this is going to happen, but it would not surprise me if, as part of this, the Big Ten's going to try to get at least one conference game every week of the season.
Well, it's funny though, because let me go back to the emailer that brought this discussion up the last segment. So you talk about maximizing television schedules and stuff. And yeah, home and homes, when they're out of conference, that means you're losing the game on one of your networks, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you don't want to lose out on USC, LSU on one of your networks. I don't think that's a home and home, but pretend it was. Obviously, USC is always going to play Notre Dame. Ohio State versus Texas. Like, you want to get the Texas to Ohio State trip if you're the Big Ten, even though you'll lose out on the television opportunity of Ohio mm-hmm. State traveling to Texas one of the other years. All of this makes the Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, etc. complaining about the NBC night game stuff all the more interesting to me when, like, Stuart Mandel just tweeted out a screenshot of the USC schedule in 2024. And he says, the entire premise of conference consolidation can be explained in USC's first Big Ten schedule. USC is traveling to Maryland, Northwestern, and Purdue is undeniably silly. But USC Michigan and USC Penn State are top 10 plus million viewer games. That's what Fox, CBS, and NBC are paying billions for. And when you have these big dog schools like USC and Michigan and Penn State openly whining about night games in November, like, we have had fun with this and we will continue to have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I am NBC and if I'm the Big Ten at large, I'm pretty frustrated because NBC paid all those millions of dollars so you could get millions of viewers watching those games in November. And does that mean, if that holds true, does that mean more USC and UCLA November night games on NBC? Potentially. I definitely think it could benefit Nebraska. But you do wonder, at what point does this league tell those schools to shut up? Because this is why you are able to make $100 million a season. At some point, they got to say that to them, because that's why you do all this stuff.
Yet we're going to get explanations such as the couple in Canton, Ohio. This is what Gene Smith said in the story that came out yesterday about why the Ohio State Buckeyes are going to continue to push back on home night games in November. And this was from 11 Warriors, one of their internet sites, one of Ohio State media internet sites.
Yeah.
Smith said, I wish Stibbs were here because he could probably do this better.
I always think about that couple in Canton, Ohio, who's 70-something years old, season ticket holders. And we really create a problem for them already, how we announce our game times. But for them to have to make a decision to come to a night game the Saturday before Thanksgiving, I would just prefer to take that burden off of them. And normally they can come to a noon game or a 3:30 kick and get back home as opposed to trying to get a hotel room. So that's been our rationale, just one of them, our rationale for not doing that.
You know, most of those...
Think about the Ohio State versions of Herman and Deschler.
Yeah, this is Herman.
The couple in Canton, Ohio, who's 70-something years old.
What, like the 40-something couple from Canton, Ohio also doesn't have to think about hotel rooms?
Hey, man, he thinks about the old. He thinks about the senior citizens in the fan base.
Well, I'm
maybe they should get off the road anyway.
But I'm not saying you shouldn't.
Get them off the road.
Shouldn't. Get them off the road.
Think about them. But you know what, Gene? This isn't about the home attendance anymore. It's not. It's about the TV money.
Yeah.
You're making more from TV now than you are from home ticket sales.
Hey, Jed says, does that couple in Dayton, Ohio not go to night Canton. Basketball games?
It's Canton,
Canton, Ohio. Jed, Canton.
You insensitive lout, it's Canton, Ohio, the home of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Does that couple in Canton not go to night basketball games? That's the funniest thing.
I know.
And look, I get it. Football stadium, horseshoes, 100,000. Basketball arena is, what, 15 to 20? I get it. But, like, come on. They're playing night games on Tuesdays. This is a Saturday. Figure it out. It's the weekend. Dumb.
People figure it out. They do. And, you know, it's not like, you know, yeah, the six-day TV windows do get executed from time to time. But usually, if there is a game, especially if you're in Ohio State, that's going to be in prime time, those aren't games that are announced 6 days in advance.
No.
Those are usually announced at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Because you're Ohio State.
Yeah.
And the reason you're playing a night game is because your network partner wants to air you in prime time against, you know, big team X.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you're getting the 6 day note.
Oh no, I only have 6 days to call the Super 8 and see if there's any hotel rooms in Columbus.
Yeah, I mean, come on, if you're
for the Purdue game.
Like, I don't mean to make fun of olds, and I'm not going to try to do that here. But come on, I mean, if there's a possibility that the game is at night, like, and you don't want to go, just don't go. Like, it's not.
And
difficult.
You're talking about something that might happen once a year.
Laughable. Brian says, why don't they think of me, hungover and strung out every morning? I don't wake up till 6 p.m. Yeah, think of fans like Brian.
Yeah,
who are hammered. Jordan says,
won't anyone think of the drunks?
Those are some Charmin Ultra Soft Olds in Canton. Greg in Lincoln, who is a Purdue fan, says, every fan base except two, and we know the two, want night games whenever it works in the schedule. You're right. At some point, the conference will have to tell UM and Ohio State they're wrong on this one. I mean, Greg, it's not just two, though. Michigan State is moving a game to a dome because they're that afraid of a night November game.
Yeah, and
remember, Penn State doesn't want them either.
Penn State doesn't want them.
So that's four schools.
I don't know. I don't think Michigan wants them.
Oh, Michigan definitely. It's Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan State, and Penn State. At the least, those are the ones that we know of for sure. I don't know about the other 10. Well, the other 12 now.
Yeah, and imagine some people got yelled and screamed at by braying old goats that they just wanted to play football, period.
David says, snowflakes, afraid of snowflakes, SMH. Bunch of snowflakes being afraid of snowflakes.
And this is why you can't have bowl games up north. This is why you can't have national championship games up north.
You know, I remember a few years ago when there was this talk about, like, well, what happens if there are home playoff games? The Big Ten might move into domes. And I thought, you're an idiot. They wouldn't do that. And now I'm genuinely frightened.
I think they would.
That Gene Smith's going to be like, we can't play this December football game in Columbus. We got to go to Indy.
Yep.
Just dumb. Just so, so dumb. But you know what happens when the sun goes down in Ann Arbor in December, John?
That's when the abominable snowman comes out.
You gotta go hide.
And he's hiding in the trees.
Starts
and then
your fireplace
and then,
up.
And then he looks for that 70-year-old from Canton who barely can see over the steering wheel. And they're driving and the snow is blowing and you can't see 5 feet in front of your face. And then all of a sudden, wah, here comes the abominable snowman. And he jumps on top of the car and he's rocking the car back and forth and his claws are digging in through the windshield. And Granny's screaming, going, oh, Hector, get his thing off of the car.
You remember that movie we watched in the movie club, in that movie Stibbs picked, I'm thinking of ending things with that naked old guy wandering around in the snow?
Yes.
That's the guy from Canton.
I was going to do a Night King and White Walker thing, but John
took it a different,
took it a different,
different spot. Yeah.
I'm imagining the
you
snowman
worry
from
about
the old
abominable
Christmas.
Snowman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of the snowman from that old, like, stop-motion Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
The Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, just brace yourself. 70-year-old from Hooper.
Mm.
70-year-old couple from Broken Bow. Because Nebraska's probably going to get some of them primetime night games in November. Hopefully, you know, it coincides with the first couple of weeks of deer hunting season. Hopefully the deer hunters will take out a few of the abominable snowmen so they won't jump on your car on the way home up Highway 77.
Or yeah. Snow women.
Or snow women.
Snow people.
Snow people.
Happy Pride Month.
God, this is all so weird.
It is so weird. It is so weird.
Jimmy says, can we see John's face? Yeah, the graphic's been up. I think people miss your face.
Why do they
when he talks like old man Higgins? Jimmy wants to see your face when you talk like old man Higgins.
Well,
he wants to see your old face.
Yeah.
Let me see your war face. Sorry, I didn't realize the graphic was still up there.
That's all right.
I just wanted people to see the Flex Protect Plus.
Big shoes. Plus, baby.
We wanted people to soak it in.
Well, they are soaking it in.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, the spirit of the day.
Oh, baby!
Which may lead to yet another spirited debate.
Man, you and I have been debating left and right today.
We have.
Might as well do another one.
Sure. Next on 1620 The Zone.